loathed these company get-togethers for the most part. If I'm honest with myself, I'd never pass up the opportunity to schmooze with the higher-ups. I'd heard someone call attention to themselves, but hadn't paid much attention initially, until I heard those words.
And with a heavy heart, I announced that I'll be saying my goodbye to you all.
My head swiveled, and I saw him. Him. Ugh, of all the people to be talking, why did he get to say anything? However, his saying he was leaving, that was different. That was good news.
My time here has been really transformed, and I regret that I'll miss the next chapter.
I listened to him babble on pointlessly, replaying his announcement over and over in my head. Things started to die down after everyone said their farewells, and I was still basking in the joy of his surprise departure. But when I saw one of my other obnoxious coworkers heading toward me, I decided it was time to make myself scarce and ducked into the nearby stairwell. I held my phone to my ear as if I was just stepping away to take a call.
Just couldn't stand saying goodbye.
My shoulders tightened when I instantly recognized his voice. And here I was, thinking I'd finally seen the last of you. I turned to face him and was greeted by his overly smug visage.
I've still got my notice to work, so you're not done with me yet. The fake phone call is a nice touch, by the way.
I think you'll find I've been done with you for quite some time. I saw him tense his jaw and mentally added one to my scoreboard.
So you won't miss me even a little bit?
No more than I'd miss a splinter from my foot.
Wow. Now you're just being hurtful.
Retract your notice and find out just how hurtful I can be.
Huh. I don't think so. You see, some of us want to move into important positions rather than just thinking a position is important because we're in it.
Any position given to you can't be that important.
Ouch. That hurts. But the private office on the 18th floor and the 30% pay bump will help me get over it.
The thought of him earning more than me stung, but I tried not to show it. He also smelled really, really good, but I couldn't show that either. Hopefully, you do a better job decorating your office than you did your own place.
Well, you spent plenty of time in every room to be able to judge.
Analyzing your decorating skills was more entertaining than anything else that was going on. He took a step toward me, and I took a step back.
Oh, we both know that's not true.
I felt my cheeks flush, and my mind flashed through with memories of those nights and days. Seems business isn't the only area in which you were lacking.
Really? Because I vividly remember feedback that said otherwise. If I remember right, you even put some of that feedback in writing.
I watched as he pulled out his phone, theatrically scrolling through texts as if to prove what I already knew. I definitely had enjoyed it. And he apparently still had the drunk texts to prove it. Well, we all make mistakes.
Sometimes. A few times a day. I do miss that.
My eyes narrowed as I looked at him. His body language was open, his smile warm. I knew him to be fiery, so this kind of response was even more frustrating. Well, sex jokes aside, I think it's best if we try to keep our interactions, as always, to a minimum.
I mean, is that what you really want, though? Because in 2 weeks, I'm out of here. Forever. And you won't see me again.
The way he looked at me made my cheeks flush again. It felt like the stairwell got hotter. He took another step towards me, and I again stepped back. Well, I tried to, but bumped into the wall behind me. He was in my space and showed no sign of backing up, just a glint in his eye and a soft curve of his full lips before he... Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.